Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. Ruth covers our area, of course, for the Waterbury Republican-American, and Ruth joins us every Monday morning. We take a look at some of the stories that are coming up and some of the stories that the Republican-American is covering, and we say, welcome to fall. Hello, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. First thing is happy birthday, many happy returns, and a healthy, happy new year for you.
70 years. I can't believe it.
Hard to imagine, huh?
I can't believe it.
Well, you made it.
I never. That number never ever popped into my mind growing up.
Well, you led some of a wild life early on. Huh?
Well, it's just that it just. I always thought, you know, it happened to me with our 50th reunion. I said, 50th reunion?
Yeah. Well, where did it go? Huh?
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun, I guess.
Boy, well, I hope you have a good year.
All right, thank you, Ruth.
We had a real tragedy here in Kent.
Oh,
yeah. I got down there really early because I heard the scanner, and I got there before most of the emergency folks came, and saw this poor woman walking down the road dazed with somebody else beside her, and then realized she had been in the car. And then, of course, all the emergency responders came and tried. They tried in vain to get him out, but it didn't happen. So
it's one of your worst nightmares when you think about it. You're driving next to a river or anything like that. And you're going to, I remember about a year and a half ago, where a couple of women were in a Jeep Wagoneer on Route 7, and they went into the river, but they were caught by a couple of tree limbs. So the car never actually went in the river.
Right,
but
right,
It's just one of those heartbreaking stories.
And it's just, you know, that it was right at the spot where it just, the water was close to the road, and it was an embankment, and yeah, a very sad story. And young people. So, but again, I saw the responders all in action, and they tried desperately, the divers and everyone else. So, sad story to start the week with. But and it was a busy week. A case of. Of local people speaking out again. I mean, we had the Sharon Hospital rally where people really made a difference. And this week it was up at the Housatonic Meadow State Park. You know, that group had gotten together to decry the cutting of trees by the state. And I wouldn't say badgered, but they were kept on talking to the state, explaining their reasons for why they were so upset about all those trees coming down. And the state, sort of said okay and came in, and they are now replanting trees up there. And it should be, I mean, it's going to be years before they are anywhere near the size they were, but there's going to be a row up near the road, and then a bunch of others, and the state and these groups, a bunch of grassroots groups, are working together, and good for them.
I just don't know why it wasn't in the plan to say to the public when this happened, first of all, to say to the public that they're going to do it, and say, but don't worry, we're going to contact your representative, we're going to replant trees in their place. If that had happened up front,
yeah.
People would have been a little upset, but at least they were part. They would have been part of the taking down of the trees and part of putting the trees back in.
That was the whole thing.
Yeah.
Lack of communication. I mean, to go by and just see them cut and the excuse Deep gave was we didn't think it would be a much of an issue. Well, I guess they don't know.
One of the prettiest river views anywhere you're going to drive by, anywhere, is the Housatonic River, really.
Yeah. And, the Northwest Corner folks are activists, and they spoke out, and hats off to Bruce Bennett, who's, a licensed arborist, and he was out there and has been in the mix the whole time about what trees to put in and where. So they're going to be rain gardens and signage and all sorts of things, and It was good to see. We also were in Goshen this week for a housing summit, a big crowd, and to talk about what affordable housing issues projects have been completed in many of the towns around the area, and what is on the agenda for the future. And the Department of housing commissioner was there who is promising funds out here. So there should be, again, you know, you and I talk about this all the time, the lack of affordable housing, and hopefully there'll be some more action in this regard. And it really, we were sitting, I don't know if you know the marketplace in Goshen,
yeah.
And the guy from the Goshen Housing Trust explained we were sitting in the middle of what's going to be an 18-apartment unit complex there, which is terrific. And all awards were given to Jim Dresser for what he's done. I loved it. It was the YIMBY Award instead of not in my backyard. Yes, in my backyard, because Jim literally gave 5 acres in his backyard for affordable housing. And Ann Kremer of Salisbury and Virginia Bush Sutman and Ken all received awards for their housing projects and the work they've done in that regard. Also, it was a busy week. We were up at the Center on Main in Falls Village for a display of students' works from who were helped by the 21st Century Fund at HVRHS. That's a fund that provides private monies for kids, teachers, projects outside of the school budget. It was started by Jack Mahoney way back when, and they have given more than $280,000 now in scholarships to kids and to do all these wonderful projects, including the Envirothon and the electric car. And it really was a heartwarming evening. And again, the community comes together to help where it feels the money should be spent. So it was great. Okay, looking ahead, Marshall. I don't know about you, but I have a slow week now, I think.
Yeah, there's like today in Sharon, there's the Historic District Commission. The Board of Selectmen meet
tomorrow.
Meet tomorrow. Yep. Planning and Zoning meets on the 26th. In Salisbury, really, there's the Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission that meets today. But then, really, that's it there. I think the Region 1 ABC committee meets this week.
Oh, right. Yeah, I think
tomorrow.
You're right.
I think it's tomorrow.
And there is a big vote in Sharon on Friday night for the, among other things, the Comcast to see if they want to spend money, those funds to put to extend fiber optics to all the roads that don't have it in Sharon.
And that's going to be held at Sharon Center School.
Yeah, that's at the school, which is different. So that's at 6 p.m. There are other things on the agenda, but that's the biggie.
That's the biggie. And North Canaan has a town meeting where they're going to vote, I think, on a bear ordinance.
Right, exactly.
That comes up on, yep. I think that might be tonight.
That could be. and also just a reminder, Toby Hill Road is going to be closed today from 10 to 2. Charlie sent us a little note. They're working on a collapsed culvert, so if you're up in Canaan Valley, just take heed. And on Saturday, there's a Falls Village Cemetery tour, self-guided, but they're going to be touring two cemeteries appropriate for Halloween. That's from 2 to 4, and there'll be some historical things going on as well.
You know, and what I point out to people, the Sharon Connect Task Force has done an amazing job. And now other towns in the state, we've seen towns in the state try to form their own companies, okay?
Yeah.
Which is what the Sharon Connect Task Force set out to do, and they came up with a plan. But the way they came up with the plan, and the plan was so aggressive that it forced Comcast to come to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to save the town millions of dollars, really.
I can't believe how much Comcast is putting into this.
Well, no one wants to take the system over because it's too small, so they're stuck with it. So they might as well get as many people on, spend money to keep people on the system. And I think that's the great job that this Connect Task Force has done, and other towns throughout the state should see what they've done.
Heed. Yeah.
Because even now, Frontier's trying to come to the table.
Yeah.
And offer something. So.
Right. Well, it's smart. It's key. We say that all the time. Affordable housing to bringing people here, as well as internet service.
Yeah.
Can't people want to work here and live here? They have to have viable service.
That commission, though, was not just a sit-there commission. They were out there working. And
they were terrific.
They did over a course of a couple of years.
Yeah.
They did a great job. Unbelievable job.
Yep. I just... And We'll see what happens on Friday. Brent Colley, the first selectman, said, you know, he's not sure which way, but we'll see which way it goes. Just looking ahead, the on November 4th, Friday's, the Kellogg School Scholarship Fund is holding its bingo once again, and that'll probably be in honor of John Allen, who passed away recently, and he was always the caller. So people should put that on the calendar. That's always a fun evening.
And also the Kent Pumpkin Run is on the 30th.
And the Pumpkin Run, that's right.
They hold it rain, snow, heat, it doesn't matter.
They're out there, and that has just grown.
It always gets hundreds of people. It doesn't matter what the weather is.
I know, yeah. And it's going to be interesting because we're in the middle of our sidewalk project, so a lot of the sidewalks are closed off. We're going to see how the route goes, but I'm sure it'll work out.
Yeah.
So, busy week again, I'm sure.
Right. A lot going on. Ruth, we'll check in with you next week.
Okay, Marsha. Take care. Have
a
good week.
You too.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. With the Republican American Report, you can find all her stories at rep-am.com. Also in the newspaper, they give home delivery as well. And also right here at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Ruth Epstein and the Republican American Report.